Hardly, said Snape, although the Dark Lord is pleased that I never deserted my post. I had 16 years of information on Dumbledore to give him when he returned, a rather more useful welcome back present than endless reminiscences of how unpleasant Azkaban is. But you stayed. Yes, Bellatrix, I stayed, said Snape, betraying a hint of impatience for the first time. I had a comfortable job that I preferred to a stint in Azkaban. They were rounding up the Death Eaters, you know. Dumbledore's protection kept me out of jail. It was most convenient, and I used it. I repeat, the Dark Lord does not complain that I stayed. So I do not see why you do. I think you next wanted to know, he pressed on a little more loudly, for Bellatrix showed every sign of interrupting, why I stood between the Dark Lord and the Sorcerer's Stone. That is easily answered. He did not know whether he could trust me. He thought, like you, that I had turned from faithful Death Eater to Dumbledore's stooge. He was in a pitiable condition, very weak, sharing the body of a mediocre wizard. He did not dare reveal himself to a former ally, if that ally might turn him over to Dumbledore or the Ministry. I deeply regret that he did not trust me. He would have returned to power 3 years sooner. As it was, I saw only greedy and unworthy Quirrell attempting to steal the stone, and I admit I did all I could to thwart him. Bellatrix's mouth twisted as though she had taken an unpleasant dose of medicine. But you didn't return when he came back. You didn't fly back to him at once when you felt the dark mark burn, correct? I returned 2 hours later. I returned on Dumbledore's orders. On Dumbledore's? She began in tones of outrage. Think, said Snape, impatient again. Think. By waiting 2 hours, just 2 hours, I ensured that I could remain at Hogwarts as a spy. By allowing Dumbledore to think that I was only returning to the Dark Lord's side because I was ordered to, I have been able to pass information on Dumbledore and the Order of the Phoenix ever since. Consider, Bellatrix, the Dark Mark had been growing stronger for months. I knew he must be about to return. All the Death Eaters knew. I had plenty of time to think about what I wanted to do, to plan my next move, to escape like Karkaroff, didn't I? The Dark Lord's initial displeasure at my lateness vanished entirely, I assure you, when I explained that I remained faithful, although Dumbledore thought I was his man. Yes, the Dark Lord thought that I had left him forever, but he was wrong. But what use have you been? Sneered Bellatrix. What useful information have we had from you? My information has been conveyed directly to the Dark Lord, said Snape, if he chooses not to share it with you.
He shares everything with me, said Bellatrix, firing up at once. He calls me his most loyal, his most faithful.
Does he? Said Snape, his voice delicately inflected to suggest his disbelief. Does he still, after the fiasco at the Ministry?
That was not my fault, said Bellatrix, flushing. The Dark Lord has, in the past, entrusted me with his most precious. If Lucius hadn't...
Don't you dare! Don't you dare blame my husband! Said Narcissa in a low and deadly voice, looking up at her sister. There is no point apportioning blame, said Snape smoothly. What is done is done.
But not by you, said Bellatrix furiously. No, you were once again absent while the rest of us ran dangers, were you not, Snape?
My orders were to remain behind, said Snape. Perhaps you disagree with the Dark Lord. Perhaps you think that Dumbledore would not have noticed if I had joined forces with the Death Eaters to fight the Order of the Phoenix, and, forgive me, you speak of dangers. You were facing 6 teenagers, were you not?
They were joined, as you very well know, by half of the Order before long, snarled Bellatrix. And while we are on the subject of the Order, you still claim you cannot reveal the whereabouts of their headquarters, don't you?
I am not the secret keeper. I cannot speak the name of the place. You understand how the enchantment works, I think. The Dark Lord is satisfied with the information I have passed him on the Order. It led, as perhaps you have guessed, to the recent capture and murder of Emmeline Vance, and it certainly helped dispose of Sirius Black, though I give you full credit for finishing him off.
He inclined his head and toasted her. Her expression did not soften. You are avoiding my last question, Snape. Harry Potter, you could have killed him at any point in the past 5 years. You have not done it. Why?
Have you discussed this matter with the Dark Lord? Asked Snape.
I am asking you, Snape.
If I had murdered Harry Potter, the Dark Lord could not have used his blood to regenerate, making him invincible.
You claim you foresaw his use of the boy? She jeered.
I do not claim it. I had no idea of his plans. I have already confessed that I thought the Dark Lord dead. I am merely trying to explain why the Dark Lord is not sorry that Potter survived, at least until a year ago.
But why did you keep him alive?
Have you not understood me? It was only Dumbledore's protection that was keeping me out of Azkaban. Do you disagree that murdering his favorite student might have turned him against me? But there was more to it than that. I should remind you that when Potter first arrived at Hogwarts, there were still many stories circulating about him, rumors that he himself was a great dark wizard, which was how he had survived the Dark Lord's attack. Indeed, many of the Dark Lord's old followers thought Potter might be a standard around which we could all rally once more. I was curious, I admit it, and not at all inclined to murder him the moment he set foot in the castle.